and let's begin our conversation. I see this has been very overwhelming for many of you. Just take a deep breath and relax. You can even say, I am overwhelmed.
Lord Metatron, I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, please do.
Maybe a comment and a question. One is the seed of life has been a trigger for me of my memory that I've been playing with for many years and months. It's one of those things I doodle with. You know, I'll be drawing, all of a sudden there it is, you know. And I find it very comforting to be with the energetics. There's something primordial about it that draws me in, draws me to your cube as well, of course. And it's like diving into an ocean and also diving into the cellular structure. It's like something very big and something very small at the same time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, continue. You're very accurate.
So it came to me yesterday in a conversation. I do energy work and I do work with the chakras. And this was a young man I was speaking with who was just graduating from an alternative healing practice. And you may recall you came through and spoke, and afterward he and I had this conversation. He said, what if I brought in, we were saying, what if we brought in these templates into the chakras or into a particular area of the body that was out of balance? Just brought the template in. To the heart, to the lungs, to the digestive, and allowed the source energetics to recalibrate the body. And it was like, wow. It's just like we had this glimpse into what the future of medicine and healing might be.
Yeah.
It was so exciting because it gets so complicated here. You know, we have to test the blood and do this and that, and everything has to be so scientific, you know. And so complicated, but is that an appropriate use of these templates? Is it really, can healing and balance be restored that simply with these templates?
Yes. Once the mental emotional body comes on board, you see, that's the creative part of you, the thoughts and the emotions.
Okay.
Once you work with that along with the chakras, and they begin to work as a unit, then you can, and we've been building with you, starting with that blue star tetrahedron, spinning it and increasing the rotation of the chakra system and increasing the vibration and the frequency, the light frequency range within the chakra system. So, yes, this is a very viable technology, but at this stage of the game, it is dependent on how you, as the individual, are able to refine and transform that, the fragmentation in the mental emotional body, so that you don't continually undo the healing process that's taking place through the energetics that are being instilled in the body. Because once the body begins to receive that light energy, source energy, it begins to operate as it was intended, in that perfection.
Right.
But if you are constantly working against it, through your thoughts and your emotions, then you cause tension in the body and you don't notice that there's any benefit. You see what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. So there's some steps that need to be within ourselves individually in this collective. Obviously, that's what we've been signed up to do, with you all, and we are so grateful. And then I'm looking in, as my service project, it means to work with individuals on that level of clearing out before we can really overlay. You know, we can use the replacement patterns to a certain degree, but we're really clearing out so that they can take hold. Is that correct?
Correct, but it doesn't negate the importance of continually working with the energies of the chakra system.
Okay.
And increasing the vibration and the frequency of light that is available. And even though, you know, you may diminish it through your thoughts and emotions, by continually working with that energy and checking in, you don't have to do it every day, but at least once a week, run the energies through your chakra system. Check in with that chakra system to see how the rotation is rotating, and the color, if the color is vibrant or is it diminished, then you will know you have a little work to do there in that particular chakra. And mm-hmm. you can kind of contemplate what consistent thoughts or feelings or fears contributed to the slowing down of the energies in that particular chakra that you had increased earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. We are so grateful. This is so exciting. And I know you're just giving us a little glimpse of the of where we're going. So thank you so much. The concept of the Platonic solids relating to the elements is just so exciting. So
yes, it is very exciting. And you have such potential here just in recognizing the vastness of the energetics of the flower of life and how that is going to escalate your consciousness dramatically in the coming time, because you will remember.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments.
I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was amazing and beautiful and a lot of information. And with the cube and the flower of life, can we use them simultaneously?
Well, the cube is part of the flower of life. It is
it's kind of the
compression mechanism where you take the vast energetic in the flower of life of that source Christed energy, and you begin
to the masculine.
You compress it and you make it applicable in your denser body by using the energetics of the cube, a specific part of that vast energetic template. You see?
Yes. And I have a question also from what you were discussing a minute ago with the energetics. And so I also do similar work to the last caller. And I work with the Jonagai Crystal Healing Bed and the Trinfinity 8. And I find that very often people are so overwhelmed with the energetics that it offers them an opportunity to rebalance them with these tools. And then working with the mental and emotional body hand in hand with that. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Your mental emotional body, it provides the creative force to bring your creation into form, into your life experience. So when you realign any fragmentation and remove some of the anomalies or the patterns, then that mental emotional body can function in a very coherent manner and manifest with proficiency and preciseness.
Mm. Thank you.
You are very welcome. These energetic tools, applications, resources that we are giving you now, even though they seem to be very extensive and a little overwhelming because of the amount of information that is being disseminated, are so exciting, especially in this flower of life, because it very subtly reawakens those memory codes in the causal body, the memory codes within those seed crystals in the head portion of the body, and very slowly and gently reawakens your consciousness of yourself as a functioning, creating, Christed emanation, perfectly balanced within the divine feminine expression. There is no limitation to what you can experience in this life, what you can, the energetics that you can use, what you can create in this life experience. You've just begun to receive these vast energetics and the many, many tools that will help you and assist you along the way to escalate you in a way you never thought possible. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment or ask a question? If not, I would like to lead you in a closing meditation.